From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Dex here, August 16th. Five that moved the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing. Iran warns US, Israel of costly retaliation for hostile actions. Iran International. Iran warned the United States and Israel that any further hostile moves will be met with costly retaliation, marking a sharp escalation in regional tensions. The warning followed recent airstrikes and cyber incidents, with Tehran saying it will target both military and economic assets if provoked. Markets may feel the ripple. Oil could edge higher, while safe haven currencies and gold might see modest gains as investors hedge. Watch diplomatic channels this week. Any de-escalation or further provocation will shape short-term sentiment across equities and commodities. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing. Malaysia emerges as key AI hub amid data center boom. Malaysia is seeing a surge in data center capacity, with new facilities adding roughly 30% more floor space this year. That growth is feeding a broader push to position the country as an AI hub, drawing interest from multinational tech firms looking for cost-effective compute power and stable regulatory support. The government's recent incentive tax breaks for AI-focused R&D and streamlined licensing for data center operators are already attracting a handful of overseas investors who see Malaysia as a gateway to the wider Southeast Asian market. Analysts note that the expanding infrastructure could shift regional tech dynamics, giving local startups better access to high-performance computing and encouraging talent retention. Overall, the momentum suggests Malaysia is moving from a peripheral player to a central node in the region's AI and data center ecosystem. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing. China revises timing for July economic data release to 3 p.m. Monday. Hey, so China just pushed back the release of their July economic data to Monday at 3 p.m. local time. That's a 4-hour delay from the original plan. Now, I know what you're thinking. What does this mean for us? Well, it's likely to add some extra uncertainty to the markets, especially since China's economic data has a pretty big impact on global trading and monetary policies. We'll be keeping an eye on it, but for now, it's just a heads up that things might get a little bumpy on Monday. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing. Iran executes protester Shahram Saidkhai amid U.S. tensions. Iran's execution of a protester may intensify domestic unrest and geopolitical tensions, potentially destabilizing the regime further. The post Iran executes protester Shahram Saidkhai amid U.S. tensions appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing. Iranian editor urges strict enforcement of hijab law amid ongoing tensions. The push for strict hijab enforcement may signal Iran's regime tightening control, potentially reducing prospects for significant political change. The post-Iranian editor urges strict enforcement of hijab law amid ongoing tensions appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Briefing. Real-world assets drive 32% of Hyperliquid's new users in early 2026. Hyperliquid's growth via RWA signals a shift in market dynamics, potentially enhancing platform adoption and influencing future pricing trends. The post-real-world assets drive 32% of Hyperliquid's new users in early 2026 appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, seventh, from Crypto Briefing. Romanian F-16s shoot down drones violating NATO airspace near Black Sea. NATO's decisive action against drones signals a heightened readiness to defend its airspace, potentially escalating regional tensions. The post-Romanian F-16s shoot down drones violating NATO airspace near Black Sea appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, eighth, from Crypto Briefing. A Russian attack on Kyiv sparked a fire at the Pechena market, local reports say. A Russian missile strike hit Kyiv's historic Pechena market, igniting a blaze that quickly spread through the tightly packed stalls. Firefighters arrived within minutes, battling the flames while residents scrambled to protect nearby homes and businesses. Early reports suggest the explosion was part of a broader pattern of attacks aimed at civilian infrastructure, raising concerns about escalating risks for everyday people in the city. The market, a bustling hub for local vendors and shoppers, suffered significant damage, with several structures reduced to charred remnants. Authorities are still assessing casualties, but the immediate priority is securing the area and preventing further spread to adjacent neighborhoods. The incident underscores the growing volatility in the region and the tangible impact on civilian life. International observers note that such strikes heighten uncertainty across the geopolitical landscape, prompting analysts to adjust prediction markets and risk assessments. The focus now shifts to humanitarian response and the resilience of Kyiv's communities amid ongoing conflict. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Potato. Binance Research, Gen Z lifted ETFs to 25% of its equity volume in August. Exchange-traded funds ETFs took 25.0% of Gen Z equity trading volume on Binance in the first days of August, up from 14.6% in June. According to a Binance Research report published on August 12, millennials directed 9.5% of their early August equity volume to the same instruments. Unleveraged ETFs drew 18.5% of Gen Z net equity inflow in June and 21.9% in July, while the single stock share fell from 77.0% to 74.2%. And then, 10th, from Crypto Potato. Is Dogecoin about to go parabolic? These Doge signals suggest so. The meme coin mania is long gone and perhaps forgotten, as evidenced by the substantial decline in the price of its leader. Doge recently slumped below 7 cents for the first time in almost 3 years. years, a level that it's still unable to reclaim. Although it remains 90% away from its 2021 all-time high, several popular analysts believe precisely these depressed conditions could be setting it up for the next major expansion wave. Starting with Ollie Martinez, who told his over 165,000 followers on X that several indicators have aligned to support a bullish thesis for Doge. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this save you the time, the Lily is free at SoFootA.com.